It is time to war with Dr. Joshua Todd as he releases Kingdom Truths, Teachings, and Transformation through the Wisdom and Revelation podcast series. Are you ready to war? Find out the how, who, what, and where on this session of Wisdom and Revelation. This is war.
You remember that old Israel song, "It's a New Season, It's a New Day"? Well, 2022 is here, and I am so thankful that we're starting it off with a bang. And what I mean by that is already the way in which God is moving is consistent to what we celebrated. And so I want to start by saying how grateful I am. You know, I just went through all of the communications, the financial seed sown into our ministry here, and I realize it was impossible without many of you. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being faithful. And I use those funds. 100% of all that was seed that was sown was used to expand technology this year in 2021 so that I could make it available to you. And I'm already gearing up for 2022 now that we kind of got the sound right. It's much better, isn't it? Now that we have that right here on Wisdom and Revelation, now that we have it right on Statured Sons, Daring Daughters, I'm already planning to have much more content delivered directly to you, and I'm hoping you'll share these, that people will be encouraged and equipped, empowered, that there might be a great expansion in the kingdom of God this year on the earth. Because every time I hear a testimony about how the kingdom of God is expanding, suffering violence but still expanding, I am so, my heart gets filled with a glorious light, the fire from heaven begins to burn, and it's like the road to Emmaus. Like today, I'm hoping that we will be together here. We'll feel our hearts burn and our eyes will be open to see better, our ears open to hear better. And I do want to thank you. Today's kind of a big day for me. I'm a little excited because interdependence is finally corrected on Amazon. It should be up tonight or tomorrow night. But any day now it will be available. And I got to tell you, when I held this baby, my heart was so full of promise from what the Lord has spoken about this material, that it's a strategy to help bridge sons and fathers in a way that will release inheritance. And I am all about the inheritance. If you don't know me, check me out, drjoshuatodd.com. You know, listen, look and see. And you know, I'm not trying to market. I'm not a self-promo guy. Hype hurts, as I write about in my prophetic books. I'm not trying to do that. I want to make a sound available, an invitation for sons and daughters to enter into and to receive the fullness of their promise, to receive their identity from Christ, and to deal with all those conditions that would seek to keep us out of maturity so that we can inherit. And so I do that in several different ways. This podcast is one of those. As I, you know, it's gone all over the world, Germany and Canada and Mexico, Latin America, throughout the U.S., Europe. And so it is so good to see that. I'm not all after the numbers, but I do love the quality of people I'm interacting with through these podcasts. And today is special, the start of 2022, and we just had a most fantastic time together here in Jacksonville at the Fathering Forum that was brought to us with Dr. Don Lynch's leadership here in the first coast of Florida, where the Huguenots landed, bringing revival sounds. You know, and the sound of revival in the streets. And I'm telling you, it's happening again here in the First Coast. It's happening in the state of Florida as we have a governor, as the remnant is covering our governor here and making sure that tyranny does not rule and that we can move into our destiny as a nation. We have states standing up. God bless Texas. Had Tom Ledbetter out here with us earlier in the month, a good friend of mine. Amazing revelation on dreaming. If you haven't checked him out, check out Tom Ledbetter, Kingdom Gravity. And the instruction is excellent on dreaming. And it was wonderful to have him. Other leaders came as well. Apostle Joanne Bush from Louisiana. We had Todd and Autumn Murner, Apostles Todd and Autumn Murner out of Arkansas. Justin and Miranda Goff out of Arkansas. Apostolic leaders, powerful voices in the kingdom of God through that awesome new streams coming together. And so it was such a great time, but I had no idea that when the Lord came to me in 2021, as I was planning our regional events, David's Army, and used the words that we were to go from Gilgal, that we were going to establish a Gilgal in the spirit last year in 2021. I had no idea the ramifications of what that would be. I didn't realize yet that God was going to do more than I could ask or imagine or even think or comprehend or even correctly analyze. It was more than what I realized. And so it was after that we began to work, me and the prophetic company that I lead here, the Eagle Company and the War Eagles, intercessors, of course, the strategic leadership of the Fathering Alignment through Dr. Dawn, other leaders, and prophetic voices in my life, we began to work on establishing a spiritual Gilgal. Now, if you haven't ever studied it, I'll just tell you a few things about Gilgal. But it is powerful revelation about what God did there and what God did from there, all the way back to the crossing of the Jordan, where Gilgal was the place where generations were bridged because the God of the past became the God of the present. I think you may have heard another podcast on the topic from me. I'm just refreshing you to get you ready for what happened. So God, the God, you know, of the generations was there at Gilgal, overshadowing them with the miracle monuments and making sure that they understood as a tribe that if they were going to go forward in their destiny, they would have to operate in the power of the miraculous because this is who their God was, the living God, the God who answers by fire, the God who separates the waters, the God who delivers where there is no way, overcomes every obstacle, releases all power to get what he wants, to bring glory and honor to his name. Can I get an amen? That's the God there at Gilgal, and the people of Gilgal became those of the circumcised heart. And so this understanding of Gilgal began to burn in me. I began to meet with our prayer team. I began to do regional exploit specific and strategic repentance in the region. And I began to see it being built spiritually, that there was going to be a Gilgal built. I didn't understand exactly why, but being Joshua, I thought it was all about Jericho and the promise and inheriting. And I never realized there was more to Gilgal than what was actually happening. As we were seeing great exploits in the kingdom, that was kind of a lonely road for me, to be honest. I don't know if I really communicated the vision in a way where people fully understood what I felt like we were to do. I didn't get a lot of top-down encouragement. I didn't get a lot of bottom-up encouragement, no side-to-side encouragement. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Can I get a witness? Somebody. And so the reality was this pathway that God was speaking for us to go down together was going to be one that was a mystery the whole year. And through October, we really did go to Gilgal. We established a Gilgal in the spirit. And remember that the prophetic significance of Gilgal was the judgments came out of Gilgal from Samuel. Samuel proclaimed Saul king there. Saul's kingdom kind of ended there. David's kingdom kind of began there, all there at Gilgal. And then you have all of these other exploits. This is the place where they came out of Egypt with a promise, but they came into Gilgal in manifestation and actually took their first Passover meal in Gilgal in the promised land. First thing they did when they crossed over, essentially, was prepare themselves to receive their promise in the promised land. Isn't that amazing? And then as their hearts are turned towards Jericho, Gilgal is right between them and Jericho because, again, the God of the past said, I'm not going to be at home in your past only. I want to come into your present and carry you into your future. So all of this was occurring with Gilgal with me, and I was finishing interdependence. I had spent a year toiling in prayer over it, people telling me, you know, you need to get this done. You told us it'd be out already. And I was really desperately working at it to make sure that the revelation from the dreams that I was receiving starting in 2018 would be thoroughly brought into a position where they could be kind of exhausted the topic and creating the opportunity to move towards the interchange. And so with that, I woke up one morning and the Lord spoke the name Rebecca Greenwood to me. Now, I'm very familiar with Dr. Becca. I was a student at Wagner Leadership Institute. I received my bachelor and master's there, and she was our professor on many occasions. I also knew she was a very a dear daughter to Peter Wagner. And so I knew that, you know, she had been with him, walked with him, and carried part of his mandate in her life as inheritance. And so I was aware of all those things. But when the Lord told me, he said, I want you to watch Dr. Rebecca Greenwood. He didn't call her that, but that's what I call her, to honor her. You know, I began to watch and I began to receive revelation about what she carried in the body. And the Lord spoke her name to me a couple more times and finally said to me the stirring words, I want you to, I want you to have Rebecca Greenwood, Dr. Becca. I want you to have her, or Becca, as she prefers, to write the foreword to Interdependence. And I was like, man, Lord, this is a lot. I mean, she doesn't really know me. I don't think she's going to be like, oh, hey, how are you? But let me tell you that this awesome woman of God, she was so open to hearing from me. Again, on the basis of her being very familiar and friends with my fathering leaders, as a fathering leader herself, she valued and was willing to open up her arms and her heart to being part of this very important project. So the reality of that was simple, that I just asked her. I said, I know this is bold, but would you please write the foreword to this book? I feel like it's really strategic. And so she did. Now, remember, what was going on with me during that time was all about Gilgal. And I want to read to you part of her, her foreword for Interdependence, so you understand what's being culminated here. The prophetic journey we will highlight leading into Elijah's departure and Elisha's kingdom mantling of succession begins in 2 Kings 2:1. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Wow. What was the significance of Gilgal? Gilgal is a place of circumcision out of Egypt, a place where deliverance from the world occurs, a cutting off of the flesh, a place where pulls of the world and things that would hinder spiritual walk and maturity are identified, separated out, and dealt with in order to advance into the promised land and inheritance. I had no idea that what God was actually doing was building a Gilgal in the spirit for what God was going to do at the beginning of this year. Later on in 2021, my spiritual fathering leader, Dr. Don Lynch, said, I'm going to call together leaders and I want to have this forum on fathering. Now, if you're not familiar with fathering, you can actually see the New Year's Eve service, the word that Dr. Don brought in to bring in the new year, and it was a word on fathering. But what happened at the conference was, again, a level above what we could ask or think. The Lord himself showed up through powerful worship. And the glory of the Lord, like I have not felt in the United States in quite some time, began to burn. The fire began to burn, the seraphs and the cherubim, and the moving of the Spirit began to intensify so much around me that Heavenly Father made himself very known to me personally in that moment. As I was worshiping him, I was becoming overwhelmed with the reality of what was happening. And I realized that as Gilgal was a place of generational transfer with Elijah and Elisha, as they move towards something from there, so has this spiritual Gilgal become a place for us to see a heart of turning, a turning of the hearts of fathers, according to Malachi, and sons together. Why? Because that's where the transfer really happens. And so sure enough, as we were in this place of heart turn, where fathers were there, spiritual fathers, sons were there, and their hearts were turned towards one another, Heavenly Father himself manifested glory, a part of himself, of his character, and we got to experience at Gilgal this recircumcision of hearts and this turning of one to another in true repentance, of true heart turn, fathers and sons. And that really did pave the way, I believe, for this great convergence and shift in the kingdom that releases inheritance in the spirit so that we can walk forward in a greater stature as sons and daughters of God into our future together. As we get ready to move from Gilgal, as we get ready to not only walk in a way, but as you may know, if you look through and if you read the foreword of Interdependence, you'll know right after Gilgal in this journey of Elijah and Elisha, which is about generations, they go to Bethel. They enter into a place of the house of God or an open heaven. And so there is the reality, as Becca said so well in the foreword, where the hunger and the pursuit, the humility and the holiness and the honor are awakened. And so what we're seeing there is we're seeing a place where of awakening, of true awakening, of revival in the body. And we felt it. And we are heading in that direction so that we can move through to Jericho. And so the reality is, this is essentially what happened as Joshua led the people in the promised land. And I want to tell you that your promise is closer than it's ever been. That may sound like hype, but you didn't die in 2021. You still have prophetic promises, and God wants to see you walk in your promise. He doesn't give you promises just to, you know, keep you, you know, hope you have some hope and hope everything works out all right. No, this is something that God has put in your heart. So one thing I hope to do in 2022 with you is help provide some wisdom and revelation to help you walk in the promise, move into your inheritance. And I believe that we can actually see that happen together. So we have this amazing Father formed forum. I don't want to call it conference, but we did confer together with the Spirit. Amazing leaders were present. And once the videos become available on YouTube, I hope you'll watch them. But the reality is something has shifted in the body and inheritance is invading. There's an invasion of inheritance. Matter of fact, I'll be ministering tomorrow evening, the next two evenings, and we'll be ministering on this as well as preparing for this kind of messaging on my first time on a Sunday here locally. So I'm telling you that there is something available in the Spirit that was not yet available until now. And it may sound crazy and it may sound like what people have said before, but some of us need to get free from our hope deferred, and we need to trade it, substitute or trade it for a true hunger. You can do it just like this. Lord, I know that my hope has been deferred and my heart has become sick, but I now trade with you for true and genuine hunger, because you said that you, those of us who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. And Lord, there's more capacity for my filling today. So I give that to you for 2022 in Jesus' name. I didn't mean to be hypey there at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't looked already, drjoshuatodd.com. This is a short and to the point episode as we get ready for wisdom and revelation in this year. I'm believing God to do something he has never done in our lives. Not because it's something new as much as it's never happened to us before, so it's new to us. Tune in your hearts for what he's doing. Get ready, I believe, by the Spirit of God, we will see the greatest days of the church as the ecclesia becomes statured in the Spirit and moves into a greater level of legislation. And I want to see it with you, and I want to do it together. And I bless you today on Wisdom and Revelation with me, Dr. Joshua Todd. I look forward to seeing you more in 2022 in Jesus' name.